This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about Scarred for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody here Scarred for Life?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Khloe Kardashian Scarred for Life?
What happened to her again?
She was playing hide and seek as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hid under her parents' bed.
Okay.
And then they came in and tried to make a baby.
Ah.
And so she was under there.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that she...
And she didn't want to like come out.
She was playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she fell asleep.
I mean, can
she
you imagine?
She fell asleep? Well, yeah. They weren't. Okay.
Well, so how long were... I'm just going to say...
Kind of
if my kids were
there.
Ever under the bed, they weren't. They're not that scarred.
It was just like, oh, they're jumping on the bed, and they got tired.
Wow, they got tired fast. Daddy especially fell right to sleep.
Yeah,
but it's like she claims she still talks to her therapist about.
I think that was just a funny joke. I don't think she actually does.
I hope so.
Don't you
so.
Think it would warp you forever to hear your parents just getting after it in the most?
I think so, but I think you'd be able to move on, especially having kids of your own.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, don't you want that? Don't you want to know that your parents in love and have a healthy relationship? And
nope.
They're adults.
I have three brothers, which means my parents boinked four times. Period. End of story. Then they were done.
That's sad to me.
It's sad, but it's better for my brain. For it just to be the four times and like, and then they're done.
Do you think they think the same about you?
Oh, no.
Just
they.
See, I don't like that.
They've been under the bed. I force them under the bed. You get under there.
That's so weird. No.
I think, you should be, I agree. You should be able to move on. You should be able to accept my parents were adults. They were married. They were trying to have a kid. Like, they didn't know I was there. It's okay.
Okay.
Right? Moving on.
But I don't want them all to be like, you walked in on your parents, so why are you scarred, hacked?
This is a touchy subject and you are both going to roll your eyes, but I was attacked by a big sheepdog when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Mm. And that is because you are an a-hole to dogs.
You're not
an a-hole, but you just don't have...
I'm skittish around. I'm never like comfortable, especially when they start getting jumpy. Mm-hmm. I'm never like, oh, like let's...
But you just don't have a love for dogs in your heart. You just don't.
I never developed one. We never had one growing up. And then my only experience was this giant sheepdog.
A traumatic one.
Who did just that, who jumped up and he scratched me kind of like by my eye and my nose.
And
like,
you bled.
I did, yeah. And it was like it was my aunt's dog. They were watching us.
This is insane.
What?
Because my aunt also had a sheepdog that traumatized me.
What?
But I am the opposite reaction where I still love dogs.
You're a love.
Yeah.
Mm. But had you been around them before that?
Yeah.
Okay, this was my first time the dog just jumps up and scratches me. And my aunt was watching me and my sister at the time. So my parents were just gone. So then my aunt's like, oh my gosh. And then my mom isn't there. And it was just like a really bad experience to be attacked brutally.
It makes so much sense why you are genuinely scarred for life from that.
Yeah, they're just, we have little dogs. They're okay. They can't get to my eye if they jump up.
I see. I'm like Aaron. I had a dog bite through my face.
Oof.
Yeah, I love dogs.
Yeah.
It's just that dog I didn't like. Because my aunt bought a poodle for cheap out of the newspaper, and it turned out to not be a poodle. It was mostly Doberman Pinscher.
Ooh.
So it turned out to be this giant dog that they kept in their cellar, and I just wanted to hug it, and it bit through my face.
I was going to say, that's the thing. We don't blame the dogs. We blame the owners.
100%. Mm. And it bit Fifi. They named it Fifi. And when you have a dog, it's like, oh! And it's like, feet. Yeah. It bit through my face.
But you went the other way too. You love dogs.
I love dogs.
So why did I? What's wrong with me?
You're just we don't have time to answer that.
All right. So if you're scarred for life by something, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I have always, I want to say it's because something happened. Well, yes, something, multiple things. What really made me the way that I am is I went.
Slutty?
Rude. Yeah. No.
Is that tree dog?
Which tree are we?
I'm getting there. No, I went to a beach and I wanted to feed the birds.
Oh.
And so I like had some stuff in my hand and.
Aaron!
And that's why I hate birds to this day.
God.
And I will avoid them as much as I can.
You didn't get it out of your hands and then they came at you.
Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah. If the birds are attacking, then you have a huge fear of birds.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
The only ones that I like are penguins.
Oh my God.
They can't fly.
Okay. No, that's scarring.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Ugh.
Okay. I can't get out of a pool without holding my trunks with both hands because I got pantsed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a scarring day.
Yeah. Because I was young and I was getting out of the pool and my crush was there and like the water was cold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Real cold.
Real cold.
Super cold.
Yeah.
Like ice water.
Yeah. Water's always cold, honey. I was just swimming.
It's cold in here, too.
Yeah.
All right. Why are you...
That might have scarred me.
Tell us why you're scarred for life. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for that thing that ruined you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really scarred you.
Tiak is scarred because of one dog. And now he treats all of God's little innocent creatures...
Yeah.
They drew first blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
They really did, and it does explain a lot.
Just a little kid.
Gina?
Yes.
Yes. Why are you scarred for life?
I was saying I work at a Walmart, and I had a customer come out of the men's restroom.
Oh boy.
The only thing he had around him was a towel, like a towel that he got off of a domestic area in lawn or Housewares domestics area wrapped around him because he had made a mess in the rest of his clothing, but pretty much stark naked coming out of the bathroom.
Did he have his messed up clothes in the other hand?
Those were left in the...
So he just soiled...
Why wouldn't you like grab clothes from him there?
I was panicked, okay? What did you want me to do? I'm sorry, Gina.
Just change your diet, son.
Oh, I'm just saying, me and the maintenance guy we did a double look.
Oh,
God. Like, did we just see what
Aaron
we really
makes the
just
greatest
thought?
Point of points. Like, you,
there's
get
clothes.
You know you just messed your clothes up. Don't grab a towel. Grab clothes. Okay. I mean, even if it's a Garfield shirt.
I only wear name brands.
What do you want?
That's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, Gina. That is scarring. Ophelia.
Yay.
Yay.
Scarred for life. What happened to you?
So when I was like 8 years old, we go to Kansas every year for...
Oh, God. Say no more. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So we were like shooting off fireworks and whatever. We put one of those like, I don't know what they're called, the bomb shells or whatever. We put mortar shell.
Oh yeah.
Into the tubes, like,
yeah.
And it shot halfway into the sky and then fell on the ground, and then it exploded.
Oh no!
So you little gun shy on the 4th of July?
Yeah, only with mortars now.
Okay.
I think it's really a healthy thing.
Yeah,
to be.
Sure.
I don't even think you need a traumatic experience to be afraid of mortars. I'm just throwing it out there. Thank you. Faye.
Yay.
Scarred for life. What happened?
My aunt gave my sister and I a baby bunny for Easter 1 year.
Oh, no.
And fast forward a while, and I came home from school. I was about 10 years old. And I was like, that smells good. What's for dinner?
Oh,
and my mom looked at me and said, Peter.
Your mom cooked the bunny?
Yes.
for dinner.
Why?
Stop.
What?
And we didn't even live like in the backwoods of Arkansas or anything here.
She
like,
just decided. What?
What?
What are you talking about? Why?
I'm not
what?
Even kidding.
Peter yeah. Cottontail?
She killed yeah. your pet, skinned it, yes. and then made you eat it.
I can't believe this.
I went to a friend's house for dinner. I left. I just left. I went to the neighbor friend house.
What is wrong with your mother?
That would scar me for life.
Why
yeah.
are we, like, sure. I don't even under... Okay. Thank you, Faye. I hope you've lived a happy, fruitful life since then. What? Like, even if it died of natural causes, then we have a burial.
Yeah.
We don't have Huss and Pfeffer.
And don't call it the name.
Yeah, no, you don't say, cooked. I'm having Ralph for...
Yeah.
Like, I like a bison burger as much as the next guy, but I'm not having...
Right.
Sandy?
Yay.
Yay.
Scarred for life. What happened to you?
So my daughter, when she was 3, I took her to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and you can feed the, like, giraffes those little crackers. So she had, like, a little cracker on her little 3-year-old hand, and the giraffe came to take it from her, and it kind of nibbled her a little bit. So she's grown now. Even to this day, she'll say, like, she got attacked by a giraffe.
Of course.
And they're so scared.
Why would you give a child something that big-toothed...
No, it's just
they can't control their big mouth.
It's their giant tongue that just comes down and pick it up and you're fine.
No.
It was a baby giraffe. She was fine. I just send her giraffe memes all the time now and torture her.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, it's probably exacerbating.
Can we
the
just
situation?
Do good parenting
yeah,
tomorrow
you
for all these
try,
people?
You might want to try like therapy.
Quality. Amber?
Yay.
Scarred for life. What happened to you?
So I lived in the mountains in Pinewood Springs when I was a little girl, and my grandparents had a German Shepherd, and they would always send me outside to play in the sandbox or swing, and they'd always say, watch out for mountain lions. So I was always terrified for that reason. But one night I was sleeping, and they had a wraparound porch on the second level, and I heard noise, and I woke up, and I looked out the sliding glass door, and there was a mountain lion staring in right at me. From that day on, I had nightmares,
of course.
Reoccurring nightmares of mountain lions tearing my family apart. And I still get them to this day. And I'm 40.
Yes.
Wow.
That's
Amber.
Not funny.
Yeah.
It's not,
oh, look
it's
out for mountain lions.
No, they're not being funny. They're saying,
they were.
They said, she lived in the mountains. They're going to be there. Just look out for them.
And
protect
yourself.
Look
out for what? Then don't send me outside. Yeah. I'm food. For a mountain lion. I'm little.
No.
I was snack size.
For sure. You are. Oh, my God.
By myself.
This was good parenting.
No, that's terrible
parenting.
So
when I go hiking with my kids, I make sure that my husband is in front and I am in back and my children are in the middle. Because I'm not looking for
the expendable ones out front.
Yeah.
And that kid you don't like as much, he can be with daddy.
Yeah.
And he usually is. He usually is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
See, we got to the bad mom in there.
Wow.
Josh?
Yay.
I think we're doing Scarred for Life, but it's mostly bad parenting. What's yours?
My Scarred for Life is a young 18-year-old me going to a strip club over by Fort Carson, and one of the strippers finds me and picks me out of the crowd and starts rubbing her gluteus maximus on my face, and she has horrid 5 o'clock shadow. And that has stopped me from going to any more strip clubs.
Josh, I was short on money. I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.